What is going on, everybody? The Passion of the Christoph podcast. I'm here with a guest I met about 3 years ago, and she actually inspired a future book about Twitter, my little Twitter book I've done. We talked at breakfast with another guest I had on, Grant Womack, and we just talked about how Twitter's a pain in the ass, but I'm like, but you got to do it. And it just inspired my book because I'm a big fan of this artist. I'm a big fan of her fiction, but I'd like to talk more about her as a filmmaker, Laura Lee Barr, who, if you haven't read Haunt, go read that shit, man. It is dope. It is fucking dope. So, Laura, how you doing?
I'm doing really well. It's awesome to get to talk to you.
You're like a fan of the show. You like support it. I noticed those things. You share it. You like it, you know, on the Facebook.
Of course I do. I appreciate it. It's awesome. That's why.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, I think this is episode 52. Episode 52. This is, I lose track, but yeah. And you're coming, you're speaking out of LA, right? You're still in LA.
Yes, I'm in fantastic Studio City, but LA County proper. But yes, I'm here. It's been very humid, which is unusual for Los Angeles. It was like almost like 100 degrees today.
It's hot here too.
So I'm sweating. Really great.
I love that city, by the way. I got to go there for one day. I was like in my early 20s. I helped a guy go on he did on a road trip, and we drove from Miami to LA, which was hardcore, I have to say. I'm still like, my back still hurts from that drive, but we went to a concert, and I like met like a cool like older chick who was in a band. And she like liked me, and I was like, well, this is the best shitty ever in the world. Like, that was like, I just used that experience. Like, that basically is just like, yeah, LA is awesome. A cool band, a cool chick in a band liked me, you know. I was like 21 at the time. And so I love LA. I mean, that's pretty much my experience of LA, was a cool chick hitting on me that was in a badass band. So I hope to.
What was the band?
I don't even remember. It was like they were like a badass industrial band, and she had like face paint on, and it was very awkward actually, because she's like, you know, I like you, and she said, oh yeah, I remember she made cheese, and like that was her job, her day job. We were like talking about day job, and I was like still in school. I think I was working at like Kmart at the time, so we both had really like unsexy jobs, and then she like just said, look, I want to kiss you, but she said she had a certain STD, so I just never kissed her because, you know, whatever it was, I didn't want to catch it. I remember that, but I still thought she was cool, and and that's my experience of LA. Then we drove.
I think that is brilliant.
that's my experience, and I'm like, I gotta go back. I mean, now I found, you know, my true love, but. I always remember, you know, the cool STD singer girl, and I hope she's doing okay. I just, you know, she was really nice, and I hope, you know, I hope the band did well, or if she found a new band. Probably
she
not.
She made cheese.
Or, you know, or that she became a head cheese maker or something. So
that's a perfect sort of LA story, you know, in a band, industrial band, wearing face paint. I don't know how much older she was than you. Let's just say she was twice as old as you.
Mate, a good 10 years. A good 10 years. Yeah.
Yeah, good 10 years. That's a beautiful, beautiful experience.
And I just like I've not been able to go back. I'm finally gonna go back for AWP, and yeah, well, you know. I'm excited. So, but you're leaving soon. That's correct. You're leaving to Toronto, right?
Tomorrow, just for tomorrow, I'll just be gone about 5 days. But yeah, I'm going to the Toronto Independent Film Festival tomorrow.
Pimping your film, right? You gotta do the deal. Yeah, I really love the trailer. Like, if I didn't even know you and I saw that, I'd like. A dog walker who has to deal with a dominatrix, I'm in. Like, it's just that simple little log line. I'm like, okay, I'm in, you know? And I like the actress, too. The actress, I like her. She has, like, this, I don't know. She has, like, good comedic chops. I just kind of see that with the facial expressions.
Definitely. All of the actors in it are, you know, I'm biased because I cast them all, but they are all fantastic. I'm so proud of my actors. They did such a fantastic job. And as an actor myself, I have to say that, like, being on the other end of the casting, being on the other end of it and witnessing it, my respect for actors just, it just really went through the roof. It just at how beautiful and hard and amazing it is that there's so many people, I mean, just so many people in LA giving their hearts, their souls, and their lives to being actors.
And it's not a joke. I was telling you before we started recording, I finally got to act for the first time. To the audience, I'm going to be on the Hutch cast, and I got to play a guy who, he was selling shampoo that would help you go bald, and he had scared skin. It was so fun. Like, I just, you know, and I held up the shampoo, which is in a bag, and it looked like male fluid, and it was a bag of milk and sugar, and like I had to keep a straight face and do this, and it's like, it's really hard. Like, I had a whole new respect for actors. Like, I mean, I had to give everything in my being to not laugh and just, you know, get through the scene. It is no joke acting. I have to ask, for the people, the film is Boned, and it is great. Go, and I believe that the website is Boned Movie. What is the website?
BonedTheMovie.com is the website.
Okay.
And you can find us on Twitter, and you can find us on our Facebook page. And if you follow us on our Facebook, you'll get all the trailers there. You're going to get a bunch of updates and stuff from the premiere and our LA premiere, which will be upcoming, and all that good stuff.
Yeah, it really looks good. I'm really excited to see it. Like, this is definitely a film. I'm loving film right now. I'm loving, like, indie film. I'm loving TV. Like, I'm just loving the screen. That is honestly my favorite. Like, indie film and television right now are, and I'm a writer. I'm a writer by trade, but that is what I'm loving to see right now. There's just a lot of good stuff that you can find on the screen. And, you know, I guess it's like, what are some of the movies where you saw them, like, I need to make one of these? I always like to ask that. Like, what are some movies, like, I gotta make a fucking movie after seeing that?
Well, so I've been in love with the written word my whole life.
Same
but
here.
I started falling in love with movies and probably like early. I lived in the wilds of Utah growing up, so I didn't get to see many movies. But I can remember when I first started watching, you know, like Raiders of the Lost Ark and Empire Strikes Back and like those big movies and understanding that there was something else going on with those stories that I wanted to be the movie. I couldn't really put it into words or anything like that. I just wanted to be that movie. I wanted that movie to be me. And when I started becoming a filmmaker, my first movie, there was a short I was a part of called Ultra Girl. And that was my first, I wrote that and I starred in that. And then from that experience, I really got into writing and acting. But it wasn't until a few years ago where I realized I'd never wanted to direct before, but I realized that if I wanted to really be true to my vision as a writer, I needed to learn how to direct my own work.
Yeah. I wouldn't. That's the thing. That's why it's intimidated me, because I'm like you. I love the written word, and I know, like, the director, he makes the movie, he or she makes the movie. It's just like that. You really do run the show. It's same as like being a novelist. So how? I mean, this, because this is your first real feat. I mean, I know you've done what, two or three short films. I think it was three. I read.
I've directed couple short films, and I've directed a lot of theater.
Yeah, okay.
But this is my first feature film. And so it was definitely a, it was the first time, I think, in my whole life where I felt like every single thing I had ever learned in my entire life, I needed, and I wish I'd learned more.
Yeah, I would imagine so. It's an intimidating idea. Like, I'm just comfortable with, like, the idea of, like, I'll write a screenplay and produce it. That's, like, just now appealing to me. But I like, if you said you got if people could give me money and direct the film, and I'd just be so afraid that I would make, like, something like The Room or just something really fucking bad. Like, I just, that terrifies me to, like, make something that's so bad. It's not even good. It's just something, like, people like to watch to laugh at. So I gotta give you props. Like, directors, like, you guys, I don't know. That's some hardcore shit you're doing right there. I must ask, how long did it take to film this?
Well, so we had a lot of, I'm going to tell you how long we had to film it and place it in context a little bit.
Okay.
So for the short film I wrote and starred in, I think we had, I think at least 5 days.
Yeah.
5 to 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
The first feature I wrote and starred in, called Jesus Freak, I think we had 3.5 weeks.
Okay.
Maybe 4. This feature we did in 11 days.
Wow.
So we had an insane, I mean, just like batshit crazy shooting schedule. It was insane. It was insanity. We had 11 days. We wrapped on August 1st of 2014, and the movie was officially finished, I think, on August 3rd of 2015.
Damn.
So we had 11 days of shooting and about, you know, and then about 11 months in post.
Yeah.
So
that's all right, though. That's all right. I mean, yeah, that's the thing that I'm always fascinated about, is you make this movie, and then it's like, what's the next big step? Like, is it looking for distribution? Is it looking, I mean, what is the next big step for you right now?
Well, the main thing we want to do is, yes, get distribution for it.
Yeah.
We have a sales agent, and so what we do is we try to find someone to buy the film.
Yeah.
And distribute it for us. So that's our big push. Yeah. Now, and I have to really call out the producers who are all, I have incredible producers who do it. And actually, I mean, 11 months in post is really not bad. Like, had on Jesus Freak, I think we were in post for 2.5 years.
Wow.
So
this is basically, yeah, this is like writing an epic novel. I mean, that's... I mean, then when it comes down to it, it's the same amount of time and energy to be put into, like, having a whole film wrapped up and ready to go and to sell. That's what it, yeah. That's what it sounds like. Wow. That's, yeah, it's intimidating, the whole idea. I might just write screenplays still.
it's very,
well, I hear
you.
You
know, the thing is it's also, you know, this is my first movie, and I definitely feel like it's my first feature. So I still have that feeling like, you know, I learned so much from this experience, and I'm eager to get better at it.
Yeah.
There's so many things I learned, but one of my biggest lessons, I would say, is that there were so many ambitious things about this project that, I mean, and the biggest thing would be time. You know, I wish I had more time.
Yeah.
In terms of just shooting it.
I'm sure.
And so that's a big lesson. Also, I mean, when I was in some of my earlier films, I did a lot of festivals, and I actually taught a class at as part of the Tallgrass Film Festival on low budget screenwriting.
Nice.
So I taught this class about that, and I broke every single rule I ever taught.
Yeah.
So,
but you got to do that to get shit done. I mean,
as I was shooting, I was like, I know better than this.
Yeah. It's just, you got to do what you got to do. So, So I'm giving like thought of the way I'm working on something right now, just in the early stages, and it's like, man, this is gonna be a pain in the ass, but it seems worth it. That's where I'm at with the whole film thing. I'm like, it seems worth it. And I really want to tell this story. So I think this is cool for a lot of people who are into film, you know, to hear like you did it, you survived it, and you did it, and it's like there's a fucking trailer on YouTube now. I mean, it's a real deal.
Yeah. I mean, and you know, not only is it totally worth it, like it's totally worth it to do it. I mean, it's an incredible output of energy and work and all of that. But I mean, it's totally worth it. But also, I can't think of another experience that I've had that has given me more confidence in a lot of ways. Sense of, you know, sheer confidence in being able to handle life, because everything in the natural world, I mean, when you are there on set, it's like trying, it's worse than hurting cats. It's like it's like hurting a cats in a minefield or something. You're trying to just, things are just exploding around you, and you just have to try and get these cats and get them to this, you know, this pen, and you have to do it in like a limited amount of time, and you have to make sure that it looks good on camera. It's craziness, but it really trains you to feel like you can handle things.
I bet. Yeah, no, I'm slowly coming around the idea that this is something I'd like to do one day, and you know, I'm excited just to see myself on a web series. You know, it's like, this is a huge deal. I'm like, wow, people are gonna watch me pretend to be somebody. That's like really exciting. It is
exciting. It's really cool. I mean, and that's the thing is too, especially about filmmaking now, is that it's such a new art form.
Yeah.
I mean, you think about like writing, you know, the writing process, that's, you know, writing the written word. I mean, novels are a newer thing, but I mean, that's old art, but filmmaking it's brand new.
You're damn right. my girl, you know, Lisa, she's like, oh, totally. She talks about how it being stage magic and all this stuff, but she's got she has some good points. It's like, it's kind of a new form of magic. You know, and you're manipulating this, you know, the screen, and I want to sound smarter while talking about this, but I'm running out of fuel to talk smart about film. It's just not there. Just not there today. But yeah, no, I'm run down. Like I'm, you know, you get tired too. Like being on the set, like I was on the set yesterday, and I'm like, man, this is tired. And you know, you got to like repeat your lines, and there's a whole, like I got to see how some of the sausage gets made, so to speak, with film, but it was fun. It was really fun. I have to appease your kind of the Bizarro nerds. You are very much loved in the Bizarro community. You have a lot of fans, and I believe I heard like rumors that you will be having a new book coming out with Fungasm. Is that correct?
Yes.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Yes. It's going to come out this year. And, and of course my love for the Bizarros is deep and true. My family, my Bizarros. It's called Long Form Religious Porn.
Nice. That's a good fucking title. I had no idea what this title was. I'm hearing it for the first time. I fucking love that title. I love that title. I almost don't want to even know anymore, because I'm like, I just want to know, okay, that's all I'm going to ask, you know? I'm leaving my audience.
I mean, honestly, like, just hold that title. That's, yeah.
Titles matter. Like, titles really, that's a great fucking title. So will it be, is it going to be released during Bizarro Con, or is it November, or when this year?
I don't have an official release date yet. My first understanding was, I think, like, that it will be ready by BizarroCon. So, end of November. End of October, November. But I don't have an exact... I know that they're working on that right now. So, that's forthcoming. But definitely this calendar year.
Gotcha. So, I want to be a little indulgent. And because I know you're very much a fan of Miss Mandy DeSandra.
Yeah. So
I'm always looking for ideas. So I want to put you on the spot, and I want to see if you can, like, what would be the one subject you would like to see Mandy write about? Like, what would be a subject you'd like to, you know, Mandy's unique brand of erotica? What would you like to see her write about?
Okay. I have an answer for you right now.
Okay.
But it's a little bit more on the... So, once upon a time, I had this picture of Obama and George Clooney. They were leaning into whisper to each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I had that as a desktop for a while. So I would love a love story between Obama and George Clooney.
I'm going to write that. Excuse me. Mandy DeSandra is going to write that. That is fucking perfect. Holy shit. That's really good. I mean, I can just picture that.
I will be all about it. I mean, yeah. I mean, come on. Right?
Wow. I'm a little blown away. I was like, the idea just popped in my head. Like, let me ask her. I'm curious what you recommend. What would be a title? What would be the title for it? Like, it's all about the title. That might take some time.
But, you know, I picture them, like shooting basketball together. Like, they're both, like, on, like, Clooney's basketball court and, like, taking off their shirts. And,
wow.
Like,
I totally can see this.
Maybe, like, wet balls or something, referring to, like, the basketballs with their sweat on it. Or
And Clooney is very much an activist, too. So that would, like, I could have that be part of the plot. Like, they could be visiting
like,
a country.
They're coming together over, like, you know, some big project. And, you know, and then... They start to really, like...
They bond.
Think of each other in, like,
another
way. I don't know.
Yeah. Man, this is gold. You know? So, I guess it's, like, I would have... Would you want to be co-writer or just I tribute to you?
You can... I'll do whatever you want, but you can just take that, and my reward will be to get to read it.
I'm taking that. That is in... The quintessential spank bank of Mandy DeSandra.
I can't wait.
That is gold.
Like, just make sure that there's like lots of long sweaty.
Oh, of course. I mean, and, you know, and speaking of, I mean, that really had I know you are involved in teaching, and I'm starting to realize like. Your old jobs really have an effect on what you do. Like I don't know if you my old job I worked at a porn store and I managed a porn store, and that just really I think had an effect on me. I don't think I'd be able to do the Mandy thing if I didn't, you know, work in a porn store, and that's what inspired this new film and everything. And I'm curious too to ask, I guess to lead in, is like you have such a non-transgressive job, so to speak. You are helping the youth. Do you see that though in an influence in your own art, like being a teacher? Or is it pay the bills? I mean, and that's okay too. I mean, it's just
no,
I'm curious.
No, the thing I love. So my kids are all very my kids are all weirdos. I have
that's
weirdo
cool.
students.
Nice.
So they're weird like me. So that's what I love about them.
Yeah.
So my students actually help me a lot in terms of. Helping me to sort of be present and be humble, I guess.
Yeah.
I really my sense of own importance is very limited being around them, because, you know, there's nothing to make you feel smaller than being around middle schoolers.
Yeah, that's true. They're bastards.
So it gives me a very I feel like it grounds me a lot, and it inspires me a lot too, because I would say the thing that grounds me as a writer or as a filmmaker, as an actor, or any of the artistic ways in which I express myself is a very deep and passionate love for human beings, as mm-hmm. well as a very deep and passionate revulsion for them. It's a sort of double thing.
I feel that.
I find myself battling all the time with this sense of both hating being a human mm-hmm. and being part of this, I think, you know, part of the thresher. And as at the same time feeling this sense of transcendental love and just gratitude for getting to be here at all. And working with people who are not adults yet really allows, as long as you have the patience for it, it really allows you to see your own, not just your own weaknesses, but to also see how vulnerable we all are. It allows you to have a sense of, I think, compassion and forgiveness for the reasons why we are, as people, are the way we are. Because when you, it's hard to, kids are, they have all the same impulses that adults have, but they haven't yet learned to control them or learned to mask them or learn to be appropriate with them. And therefore they are blameless in a lot of ways.
No, you.
Does that make sense?
No, that does make sense. That's deep shit. Like, we balanced out the George Clooney, Barack Obama. I think
I feel like that is sort of my personality. I'm both, you know, kind of crude and like, yay, George Clooney. I'm so steamy about George and Obama. And at the same time, you know, I spend a lot of time.
It's beautiful.
About,
I'm with you too. I want that the traps and the depth. But I think I finally have a title. Barack is gay for Clooney. I think that could be it. Barack is gay for George Clooney. Or it's something I want, because you got to have a little alliteration in it. So, yeah, something around those lines. Gay for George. Barack's gay for George.
Yes, we can.
Yes, we can. Yeah, that'll work. So, all right, we'll go a couple more minutes here. We'll keep it on at 30 minutes. So, What could you week promote? Because I'm just a fan, you know. So what can people be on the lookout for this year? So we have the movie. How can they help the movie out? That's what I want to use my power for good. How can we help the movie out?
The best thing you can do is follow and like the Facebook page.
Okay.
Follow the Twitter and follow it and watch the trailer and God willing, the movie will be released and then go see it. But yeah, for now, just following it on social media would be amazing, and sharing it with your friends. That would be the best. For Boned the movie. And yeah, so that's a big one. Anybody who hasn't read Han, that would be a great thing. It's available in Spanish as well now.
It's a great
called
book.
Fantasma.
Gusto, gusto.
So, Fantasma or Haunt, and the audiobook should be coming out,
I think,
as well this year.
Is that going through Fungasm, or is it just, what's the deal with the audiobook?
The audiobook is coming, it's through Fungasm, and it'll be released on Audible and iTunes and all that.
Nice.
It's very close. It's just, it should be any time now.
Awesome. Anytime. I'm gonna check that out. That would actually sound really cool.
I'm super psyched about it. The audiobook it's a really cool medium for Haunt.
Yes.
Because it does something very different than it does reading it, and we have three different narrators.
Yeah.
So it gets really it's spooky, it's cool, it's really interesting. So I'm super stoked about that.
I'm stoked about that. Yeah, that's gonna be really cool, because that is the quirkiness, the just, you know, experimental just vibe of that book would really, really work well with an audiobook, especially doing the three different people. That excites me, I have to say. I'm going to check that out. I don't really use audiobooks that often, but I like the idea of them, but I don't actually listen to them. But this would be really cool. This would be really cool. So, I am crashing, Laura. Yeah, this filming is I'm running out of fuel. So,
yeah, dude, it's the worst.
Oh, man. I still got to get some stuff done. I got a Mandy stuff to do. So, I think we'll start wrapping things up. Laura, thank you so much for coming on to the show. It is always a pleasure to talk to you. I'll probably see you in BizarroCon, I would imagine.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
And it's been so great to get to be on your show. I'm so excited. And as a fan, it's a real honor.
Thank you. And we got to bond over the cheese girl. Like, we now have, like, yeah. I got to...
When you come back, you know, there's probably, like,
Yeah, maybe I'll meet some more cheese girls at AWP.
Maybe. Or you'll probably meet people who make kombucha.
That's true, too. That's true, too. So on that note, all the cheese lovers in LA, I look forward to seeing you. And thank you, Laura, for being on the show. Passing the Christoph podcast. Take it easy, y'all. Peace.